You're listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. When we talk about safety, a lot of times there are seatbelt checkpoints.
Since they started doing click it or ticket and campaigns like that, seatbelt violations are now a primary stop. Now, if you're in the back seat, that's a secondary citation. That's a secondary stop. So you can't stop primarily on if you see somebody unrestrained in the back seat. But however, front seat violators, that is definitely a primary stop. The state gives the police departments funding for special traffic safety enhancement programs, which is the STEP programs. And we just finished up You Drink, You Drive, You Lose over the Labor Day holidays, and we had several DUIs throughout that campaign. Through every campaign that is funded through the STEP program, every campaign, their main focus is traffic safety. Everything is all about traffic safety. Taking impaired drivers off the streets, that's drugs, alcohol, any kind of substance that impairs your ability to operate a motor vehicle, and keeping everybody safe. Seatbelt compliance, child safety seats is a big one. We set up observers on street corners to call out violators that are not wearing their seatbelt. And there's a lot of complaints that we receive throughout these campaigns. I think that law enforcement and just officials in general have seen enough major traffic accidents. It's to the point now where we have to do something. You have to legislate things like that. And by the use of seatbelts, that has been proven to reduce fatalities.
The other part to that is back in the day, we were losing over 55,000 people a year in vehicle crashes across the United States. So literally in 1 year, we were losing the total number of people that were killed in the Vietnam War. And that translates into a huge cost to society. There's been studies done to really cost a community. And it's somewhere between $1 million and $1.5 million is lost whenever one fatality collision occurs. And that is because of lost wages, injuries to other people. And so the idea of, well, it's just me, I can do whatever I want. No, it's not just you. Every time somebody goes to the emergency room and doesn't have insurance and they've been injured in a car wreck, well, we are all picking that up. Our collective insurance rates are going to go up. That's how that all gets covered. And so trying to reduce the number of fatalities on the roadways and the serious injuries just makes good common sense for everybody.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.